Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Nightbiz style DJ intro for timeless roller momentum, with jungle memory, old school DNB character, and a dark vocal led vibe. What we're making here is not just a pretty opening, we're building a proper DJ tool intro, something that already feels in motion before the drop even hits. The goal is to make the listener feel the groove coming, without giving away the full energy too early. Think late night station announcement, pirate radio haze, rain on glass, ghost breaks, subpressure, and one vocal fragment that acts like a signal in the dark. In this lesson, the vocal is the emotional hook, but it is not the main performance. Treat it more like a timing cue, a mood marker, a guiding phrase that helps the listener lock into the track before the drums fully arrive. That mindset matters. In this style, the vocal should help the groove feel inevitable. Start by opening a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and loading a reference track in the same zone. Pick something with jungle-leaning motion, deep intro energy, or a darker roller feel. Then decide whether you're building a 16-bar intro for a tighter club tool, or a 32-bar version for more DJ blending room. Set up three main groups: drums, bass, and vocal effects. Keep your session tidy from the beginning. Color code the tracks if that helps, and aim to keep plenty of headroom. While you're building, try to keep the master peaking around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you space to shape the intro without crushing it too early. Now choose the vocal phrase. For this style, shorter is usually better. You want something short, memorable, and rhythmically useful. It can be a spoken line, a chopped sample, a single word, or a small phrase of your own voice. The important thing is that it feels like a cue, not a full top line. Drag the vocal into an audio track and warp it to tempo. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually a solid choice. If you want a rougher, more tape-worn old-school feel, try Repitch. Then cut the phrase down to just 1 to 3 key moments. You can do this with transient markers, or slice it to a new MIDI track if you want to retrigger the chops. A good starting EQ move is to high-pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the vocal feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs air, add a gentle lift around 6 to 10 kHz. But only if the top end really needs it. In this style, less vocal is often more powerful because it leaves room for the bass and break to breathe. Now build the vocal chain. A simple stock device chain works really well here. Start with EQ8, then saturator, then echo, then reverb, then utility. Use EQ8 to clean the vocal up first. The high pass is the main move, and if there's any harsh nasal bite, try a narrow cut around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. After that, use saturator with just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip can help if the vocal is too clean. Then add echo sync to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, with moderate feedback and a filtered top end so the repeats feel dark rather than shiny. Reverb should be spacious but controlled, with a moderate decay and a raised low cut so the low end stays clear. Finish with utility if you want to narrow the dry vocal a bit and keep it focused. For extra control, I'd strongly suggest using send and return tracks instead of drowning everything in inserts. Create one return for dub delay and one for space. That makes your vocal throws easier to automate, and it keeps your mix cleaner. In DNB, the vocal should sit inside the rhythm, not float disconnected above it. A really important extra tip here is to treat the vocal like a timing cue. If it's fighting the break, soften its transient edge a little. You can do that with a tiny fade-in or a softer clip gain envelope. A slightly less spiky vocal will sit deeper in the intro and feel more natural. And if the vibe gets too polished, duplicate the vocal and run the copy through a rougher chain, then blend it in very quietly. That clean and dirty contrast can make the intro feel a lot more believable. Next, build the ghost break. This is where the intro starts to move. You do not want to drop in full drum energy immediately. Instead, create the feeling of a break pattern before the whole thing opens up. Take an amen, a think break, or any tight break sample, and make a stripped 4-bar or 8-bar pattern from it. Use only a few key hits at first. 1 or 2 kick or snare hits, some ghost notes, a few chopped hats, maybe a tiny reverse tail here and there. You can mute certain hits every other bar, nudge a ghost snare slightly late, or layer a top loop with the low end removed. That slight imperfect timing can actually help a lot, especially if you want a more authentic old-school jungle feel. It makes the groove feel human and late night instead of over-quantized. On the drum bus, keep the processing light. Drum bus can add a bit of drive and crunch, but don't overdo the boom in the intro. Blue compressor can help everything feel connected with just a touch of gain reduction. And if you're layering a top loop, Use a QA to high-pass it so it doesn't fight the subspace. Now bring in the bass tees. The trick here is to suggest the low-end pressure, not fully release it. In a roller intro, the bass can be a one-note sub pulse, a filtered Reese fragment, or a little call and response with the vocal. The point is tension. A clean way to do this in Ableton is to use operator for the sub and wave-eatable for a movement layer. Keep the sub centered and clean, probably around the usual 50 to 60 Hz zone depending on your tune. Filter the Reese or texture layer fairly low at first, maybe somewhere between 150 and 400 Hz, and then automate that opening over time. You can also add a tiny bit of saturator or overdrive so it translates on smaller systems, but keep the true sub solid and mono. If you want the intro to feel more old school, let the bass answer the vocal phrase. That conversation between voice and low end is a classic jungle move. It keeps the intro musical while still beating functional for DJs. Now we start shaping the energy curve with automation. This is where the intro becomes a system rather than just a loop. Automate filter cutoff on the vocal. Automate delay feedback on specific words. Automate reverb sends for little vocal throws. Automate the drum loop filter. And slowly open the bass over time. A strong DJ intro usually evolves in stages. In the first 4 bars, give atmosphere and a vocal hint. In bars 5 to 8, bring in more obvious break texture. In bars 9 to 12, tease the bass or sub. In bars 13 to 16, open things up and prepare the drop. If you're doing a 32-bar version, keep that progression moving with subtle variation in the second half. One really effective move is to automate an auto-filter low pass on the vocal from around 1.2 kHz up to fully open. Another is to raise echo feedback on just the last word of a phrase so the repeat becomes part of the groove. You can also bring in a low-level noise swell or riser every 4 bars, just enough to keep motion alive without turning the intro into a cinematic overload. If the intro needs more movement, don't immediately add more layers. First try moving one parameter continuously over 8 bars, like the echo filter, the reverb size, or a vocal formant shift. A single slow motion often does more work than another stacked effect. For arrangement, keep DJ usability in mind. That means clean phrasing, predictable 4-bar structure, and enough space for blending. A good shape might be bars 1 to 8 for sparse vocal and ambience, bars 9 to 16 for more groove and bass hint, bars 17 to 24 for tension peak, and bars 25 to 32 for a stronger pre-drop lift if you're going long. Think like a DJ here. The intro should be easy to mix over. It should give another tune room to breathe while still carrying identity. A functional intro is not boring. It's professional. Now glue the whole thing together lightly. Route your drum, bass, and vocal elements into groups and shape each group gently. On the vocal effects group, use a little glue compressor and maybe a mild EQ cleanup. On the drum group, drum bus and glue compressor can add cohesion and punch. On the master, stay minimal while writing. Don't slap on heavy limiting yet. You want to hear the actual groove and the actual headroom. If you want to add one signature detail, make it count. Every strong DNB intro needs a memorable moment. That could be the reversed vocal inhale before bar 9, a single tape stop on the last phrase, a low tom fill, a delay repeat that answers the vocal, or a tiny restab that shows up once and vanishes. Keep it rare. One standout moment every 8 bars is often enough. Here's a really useful advanced variation idea. Create a second chopped vocal that answers the main phrase on bars 4, 8, or 16. Keep that reply darker and lower in level, or duplicate the vocal. Pitch one copy down a few semitones, blur it with a longer decay, and bring it in only during the second half of the intro. That kind of shadow layering can make the whole thing feel deeper and more haunted. Another nice texture trick is to add a very quiet ambience bed underneath, like field recording noise, vinyl crackle, or a bus interior hum. High-pass it aggressively so it becomes atmosphere, not clutter. You can also create ghost bass harmonics by distorting a duplicate of the bass tees and removing the sub, just to hint at energy without fully committing low-end pressure. If you want a stronger old-school jungle flavor, try a short pitch-down response after the vocal phrase, or a tiny reverse syllable leading into a drum fill. If you want something darker and more modern, keep the vocal slices cleaner and more mechanical, and let the bass motion do more of the talking. As a final check, listen in mono. If the atmosphere collapses, simplify the width before the drop. Keep the sub mono and the low end centered, and always ask yourself one practical question: could another track blend over this intro cleanly? To practice this properly, try building 2 versions of the same idea. Make a 16-bar DJ tool version with one vocal phrase, stripped break motion, one bass tease, and clean space. Then make a 32-bar character version with the same core vocal, an extra response chop or shadow layer, one unique texture element, and more automation. Compare them. Which one blends easier? Which one feels more memorable? Which one keeps momentum better? So to recap, use the vocal as a rhythmic atmosphere tool. Keep the intro in clean 4-bar phrases. Start with stripped breaks and reveal movement gradually. Tease the bass instead of fully dropping it, and automate filter, delay, and reverb to build tension. Stay disciplined with headroom, mono low end, and arrangement clarity. That's the Nightbus intro system. Motion, memory, and Minus, all working together. When you build it well in Ableton Live 12, the drop hits harder, because the intro already did the storytelling.